For decades, Boston public schools have struggled with declining enrollment and resources. Part of the downturn is that professional parents move to the suburbs and take their kids and resources with them. But in the Jamaica Plain area, a growing number of parents are reversing that trend. WBUR's Ted Seifer has the story.
In many ways, Ellis Mandel Elementary is a fairly typical Boston public school. Its test scores are low. The vast majority of students come from low-income families, and they're Hispanic and African-American. But there's something unusual about this kindergarten class. The teacher, Meredith McDonough, can tell you she was once a first-grade student in this very classroom.
I was the one white kid in my class, one of like five maybe in the whole school, five families.
Today, around half of the 20-plus students in this kindergarten class are white. Flavia Graff Reardon is among a couple dozen parents, most of them white professionals, who have flocked to the Mendel over the past year or so. There is now a waiting list to get in.
So yeah, the year the white kids came. I mean, what I want is, I want people who live in JP to stay in JP and send their kids to public school. I don't want them to move to Brookline.
Reardon, a teacher, and her husband Tim, a regional planner, live around the corner from the school near Eggleston Square. It's a gritty area on the border of Jamaica Plain and Roxbury, where gentrification has only taken halting steps. The Reardons are into things like diversity and community involvement. And along with the other new parents, they've invested their own time and resources in the school.
I personally think that what is going to make the Boston school system thrive is if the people who live here send their kids here.
It seems like a simple enough concept, but for decades, white families have left the city rather than send their kids to public schools. It's a pattern rooted in the busing turmoil of the 1970s. There are signs, however, that a new generation of parents, the folks you see pushing strollers in JP, the South End, and even South Boston, are taking a second look at the city's public schools. By all accounts, the catalyst for many of the changes at the Mendel was Principal Karen Cahill.
Proud to be an American.
Here she leads fourth graders in an impromptu sing-along. Since Cahill came 2 years ago, the school has gone from underperforming by state standards to making adequate progress. Cahill exudes school spirit. She's like a middle-aged cheerleader. And when parents from the neighborhood heard about the changes she was making and came to visit, she eased their concerns.
I think that the first thing that parents want to know is their child's going to be safe. And the school itself is beautiful. I invite them over. I have an open door policy. You don't have to make an appointment. Come on in. You're more than welcome to see everything.
If Cahill got the ball rolling at the Mendel, the new parents have run with it. For the first time in as long as anyone can remember, there's now a parents' committee at the Mendel. They've started a music program, a karate class. An outdoor classroom is now being built, and they're seeking a grant for a sports program. But for all of the promising developments, there's no escaping the fact that the parents' committee is dominated by the white newcomers.
I personally have felt very aware, and it's a difficult dance not to feel like this load of white parents came in and steamrolled her at the school and took it on.
Reardon says the committee has been working on ways to get other parents in the neighborhood more involved. Horace Small, for one, doesn't think the new parents are out to take over the school. He's an African-American activist and the executive director of the Union of Minority Neighborhoods.
The idea that we have white parents in Jamaica Plain who are serious about making sure that their children experience the richness and the vastness and diversity not only of the community, but of the city of Boston, I think is a very, very good thing.
Boston school officials also like what they're seeing. They want schools to more closely reflect local demographics. And the Mendel is only the latest school in the area where this is happening. At the Haley School in Roslindale, white students now make up 22% of the school. They were only 2% in 2004. Denise Snyder, the district's director of welcome services, says there's a link between diversity, school performance, and most important, parental engagement.
You know, to be candid, in every school there's a certain amount of roll-up-your-sleeves-ness that's required. And families who have the time in their schedule, the inclination towards supporting education, and the resources in terms of financially being able to support schools, the better off we are.
Next year, the parents at the Mendel will be rolling up their sleeves more than ever. Despite their objections, the district decided to transfer Principal Cahill to another school. The good news? The parents' committee got to choose her replacement. For WBUR, I'm Ted Seifer.